तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिव समारम्भाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् प्रधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम् शांति शांति शांति। We are now discussing the Srishtihi, creation. There again, we call this analysis of creation as Adhyaropa Prakaranam. Accepting the creation in methodology is what? Adhyaropaha. So this portion is also called what? Discussion is pertinent to Adhyaropa Prakaranam, or you can call it Srishtihi. So when they were in the very, very beginning of the creation. So you have to remember, we have the Moola Avidya or Moola Prakritihi or Moolam Ajnanam. Avidya, Ajnanam, Prakritihi, all the three words mean the same. And here, don't think of the meaning, the word ignorance. Because ignorance means you have different understanding. Moola, Avidya, Moola, Prakritihi, Moola, Ajnanam. Okay? All the three words are synonyms. We call it original matter. Subtlest matter. And there, this Moola Avidya or Moola Ajnanam, Moola Ajnanam is of three types. We say predominantly Sattvic, Sattva Pradhana, Maya. Then predominantly Rajasic, Ajav Pradhana, Avidya. Predominantly Tamasic, Tamav Pradhana Prakritihi. We use three different words again. Maya, Avidya, Prakritihi. What is Prakritihi? Matter. What is Avidya? Matter. What is Maya? Matter. Which matter? Subtlest matter. Incomprehensibly, inexplicably, subtlest matter. The abstract matter. But why do you give three different names? So, Sattva Pradhana, Sattvic. Then Rajav Pradhana. Then Tamav Pradhana. In keeping with the predominance of the constituent, we give three different names. The original matter itself is given three different names. As Maya, Avidya and Prakritihi. And there, so Sattva Pradhana serves as manifesting medium. Rajav Pradhana, Avidya also serves as manifesting medium. So we say their consciousness, this Maya and Avidya, also can be known as what? Samashti Ajnanam or Vyashti Ajnanam. Samashti, Vyashti are the names given to these two. So, Ishwaraha, what is Jivaha Ishwaraha? Or you don't even call Jivaha Prajnaha. Another word, use the better word, Prajnaha. Consciousness is given the title Prajnaha. The same consciousness is given the title Ishwaraha. When in keeping with the manifesting medium, which means the consciousness manifesting or associated with the Maya is called Ishwaraha. The same gets the title Ishwaraha. The same consciousness associated with the Avidya gets the title Prajnaha. Use the term Prajnaha. Okay. Now, out of the original matter, Maya we leave now. We also leave what? Avidya. What is there is only prakritihi. Isn't it? What is prakritihi? Predominantly tamasic matter. Tamav pradhana prakritihi. Now, we have to talk about the creation. When you talk about the creation, the universe, the everything else. Now, leave the prajna Ishvara. Now, the creation we have to talk about, we are going to talk about is again product of this tamav pradhana prakritihi. So, from this tamav pradhana prakriti again, is what now each level also what now there is sattva, rajas, tamas, three constituents are there. But even though the prakriti is tamav pradhana, predominantly tamasic matter, predominantly tamasic matter called prakriti, also what now, even though predominantly tamasic, it also consists of three gunas. There is sattva in predominantly tamasic matter. There is also rajas in predominantly tamasic matter. There is also tamas in predominantly tamasic matter. Is it clear? So then we saw from the sattvic. So, from this tamav pradhana prakritihi alone, what came into existence? Subtle elements. Subtle elements means ungrossified elements. See, you can't even comprehend, okay? Subtle space, subtle air, subtle fire, subtle water, subtle earth, called tanmatrani or sukshma bhutani, subtle elements or products of this predominantly tamasic matter. Subtle elements are, I'm repeating, subtle elements are products of predominantly tamasic matter. And each subtle element has all the three gunas. Why? Whatever the gunas are found in the cause must be there in the effect. The gold is yellow in color, chain also is yellow in color. The gold is glittering, chain also is glittering. Therefore, all the three gunas must be there in each element. Therefore, if you say the sattvic aspect of the akasha, sattvic aspect of the air, vayu, sattvic aspect of fire, agni, sattvic aspect of water, jalam, and sattvic aspect of prithvi, earth. Only with the sattvic aspects alone, respectively, you can see in the order is like this. There again, subtlest element, then subtler element, like that we see. Grade them as akasha, vayuhu, agnihi, apaha, prithvi. Space, air, fire, water, earth. The sattvic aspect of each of these five elements, each of these elements came into existence, what five subtle powers, respectively. We saw that. So our hearing power, power of touch, and power of seeing, and power of taste, power of smelling. All these five subtle powers are products of what? Sattvic aspects of five subtle elements. This also we saw. So, sukshma bhuta srishtihi, creation of subtle elements. Then, we talk about creation of subtle powers. So subtle, five subtle powers are products of the sattvic aspects of five elements, subtle elements. Then we also saw the sattvic aspect of all the five elements, subtle elements, together constitute what now? Antahkaranam, mind. So antahkaranam means what? Mind, intellect. We saw this very clearly last class. Mind, intellect, manaha, buddhihi, chitta, memory, and ahankaraha, ego. All of them, all the four, even though we talk about as four, we can say mind is a part, the ahankara is part of the buddhi, and chitta is part of the mind, and manaha, buddhihi. See, the antahkaranam itself, in keeping with the function, in keeping with the type, different functions, given three, this many different names, as manaha, buddhihi, chitta, ahankaraha. They speaking antahkaranam, we can say simply, easy. What is antahkaranam? This antahkaranam is a product of sattvic aspects of all the five subtle elements. Don't think of anything gross, okay? We have not come to gross elements at all. Then we saw this manaha, this mind, intellect, memory, ahankaraha. We can say on antahkaranam. And with these six, these five subtle powers, sense powers, powers of organs of knowledge or sense organs, six of them are sattvic, products of sattvic aspect of subtle elements. Now we see from the rajasic aspect of the subtle elements, five powers of organs of actions and five pranas have come into existence. What are these five physiological functions governed by one vital air, enjoying five different titles as five different names? And those are the five powers of organs of actions. All subtle powers. All the ten are what now? We say, in fact, the powers of organs of actions are products of the rajasic aspect of each element. You know, the rajasic aspect of which element has become which power of organ of action, isn't it? That you know, we've already seen that. Then all rajasic aspects of all the five subtle elements together, what now? Become the cause for prana, five pranas, physiological functions. Okay, I told you already, what is that one vital air, if you ask? The vital air governing five different systems, enjoying five different titles as prana, apana, vyana, samana, udana. These five are nothing but one vayu is a product of rajasic aspect of all the five subtle elements. That is why it is able to, you know, connect to all the organs of actions. Is it clear? Therefore, now we have rajasic calls is over. And here we understand this sattvic rajasic, you know, the products of sattvic rajasic aspects of subtle elements. The antakaranam, sense organs, pranas and organs of actions. These alone constitute the subtle body, sukshma shariram. And the sukshma sharam can be divided into, what now, three layers of personality. What is sukshma sharam? Three layers of personality. What are three layers of personality? Three layers of personality is nothing but constitutes of sukshma sharam, subtle body. You can either call it subtle body or you can call it, what now, three layers of personality. Panna Koshaha. So we saw the sense powers and intellect together, the intellect aspect of the Antakaranam, six of them conform, become the, is known as Vijnanamaya Koshaha. Then same sense powers with the mind become what? Manomaya Koshaha. And the pranas and karmendrihani, all the ten, form what? Pranamaya Kosha. Finished. These are the three layers of personality, which we saw last class. Keep on listening, systematically it becomes very, very clear. We saw last class how all the pranas are given different names. We had it the 84th sentence. Yeah, here he wants to introduce another five different names of five pranas, which are mainly viewed by Sankhya philosophers. The Sankhya philosophers also have this view. What is that? We'll see. Ke Chittu, did it know? Naga, Naga, Kurma, Krikala, Devadatta, Dhananjaya, Akhyaha. Naga, Kurma, Krikala, Devadatta, Dhananjaya, Akhyaha. Okay. Pancha Anye Vayavaha. Pancha Anye Vayavaha. Santi. Iti Vadanti. See, Anye Kechit means some other people. Other, why other people? Not Vedantinaha, is it? We can include them also here, no problem. Because as long as they don't, wherever they don't contradict, we'll take them also. Even though Vedantinaha do not say, who say? Sankhya philosophers. They also talk about five other pranas. What are the, he says? They give five different names. For, don't get confused, okay? It's just simply. Five different names are given. What are they? Naga, Nagaha, Kurmaha, Krikalaha, Devadattaha, Dhananjayaha. These names sound like names of men. You know, like Ramakrishna, Govinda. These names sound like names of men. So, Naga, Kurma, Krikala, Devadatta, Dhananjaya, Akhyaha. Pancha Anye Vayavaha Santi. There are also other five different pranas known as, Akhyaha means known as, Naga, Kurma, Krikala, Devadatta, Dhananjaya. Okay, Dhananjayaha. They say that. So what? Should we know that also? Don't worry, he says, okay? Because in case we happen to come across, happen to listen, hear about these pranas and don't completely, oh my God, we never learnt about these five pranas, Naga, Krikala, Kurma, Devadatta, Dhananjaya, etc. Don't get panicked. Yeah, we heard about it, you can say. Yeah, we have heard about it. Not something unknown to us. In Vedanta class, they also mentioned, you can say that. That's why it's mentioned here, okay? It's now, it's presented. Who's this Acharya? This Swami Hadananda is presenting. And he says, what do these five pranas do? Come on. First, understand easy thing. These five are not something different from the actual five pranas which we have already understood. These five pranas are also already part of the five pranas. So we don't need to know them separately. When you say prana, apana, vyana, samana, udana, in those five itself, these five are, okay, intermingled. Already it is a part of them. But what do these pranas do? He says, we'll see that. Tatra nagaha udgirana karaha. What does this prana called nagaha do? Like we saw pranaha means we saw pragamanavan, the one who governs the system of respiration. Ado gamanavan, na, one who really takes out the evacuation. We saw all those things. Like that, what does this naga do? It is nagaha udgirana karaha. Udgiranam means, when you say that, vomiting is what? Udgiranam. Udgirana karaha means anything unwanted, foreign, poisonous, which is not agreeable for the system. To protect the system, even though you abuse your will, you eat something which is not agreeable for the system, and this udgirana supporter helps you. How? By helping you vomit out. Is it clear? This is so beautiful. That is why Bhagavan has blessed everything inside. You do any nonsense and you are taken care of. This is something which doesn't agree with the system is sitting inside. What happened? It is so uncomfortable. It comes out and you always you must have experienced it, isn't it? Whenever something unwanted is there, you vomit out, you become relieved, you feel so relieved. A different discomfort caused by something that doesn't agree with the system. Isn't it? We would have experienced now. Especially when you have flu or now that we don't digest properly and all. Sometimes vomiting is the best thing, means of relief. So who is taking care of this? Udgiranaha. Udgiranak udgiranam means vomiting out. Throwing it out is called udgiranam. So this udgirana karaha is nagaha. This the vayu called prana called naga is taking care of what? This vomiting. The function of vomiting. Is separate function? No, it is part only, but still we use different one. Then, kurmaha unmelana karaha. Kurmaha is the name of the prana. The given vayu, the given prana, unmelana karaha means the one because of whose function alone, the opening and closing of the eyelids is possible. You can close the eyelids, open the eyelids, close the eyelids, open the eyelids. That is possible because of the function of kurmaha. Okay? Unmelana means opening. Again, closing. It implies both. Okay? So, the function of the action on the part of the eyelids is possible because of the function of this nagaha. Then krikalaha, kshutkaraha. Krikalaha is the name given to a prana. You can say the one because of whom, actually you can say the appetite is possible. kshut means appetite, hunger. Okay. I think he's always functioning very well. Kshutkaraha. And so another word also is there, sneezing, sometimes sneezing also is good, isn't it? I don't want to sneeze now, okay, make you feel dirty, and then I will get up and run away from here. So, the function of sneezing, isn't it? Sneezing is caused by what? Sort of cleansing, you see, the sneezing, vomiting, sometimes something falls in the eyes, immediately you do, and then opening and then closing, something happens and then something comes out, isn't it? All throwing out, all cleansing the system is taken care of by this Naga, Kurma, Krikala, all of them. So why should you say, if you don't sneeze, it will be again difficult. Sneeze means, so this sneezing is possible because of which Vayu is called? Krikalaha. So Kshutta also means sneezing. Okay. Then, Devadatta Jrumbhana Karaha. If I tell you, all of you will yawn now. Jrumbhanam. Jrumbhanam means what? Yawning. Sometimes, if you are not able to yawn, you feel like yawning, which a big discomfort. You know that? Whenever you yawn, actually something bad goes out. You feel sleepy. Other person also who inhales that yawn, and he will feel sleepy as well. One person yawns and everybody else will yawn. It's called jrumbhanam, isn't it? The jrumbhanam, jrumbhana karaha, the one maker, the one who makes the yawning possible. What is it? How you are yawning? Yawning happens because of whose function? You know, he gives the name here. Jrumbhana karaha devadattaha. Devadattaha means like a Krishna, like a name, it's like a male name. But here the name is given devadattaha. Then Dhananjayaha Poshana Karaha. There's a given prana. Now, which is because of whose function, whose presence, function, the body's growth, the expansion is taken care of. Otherwise, suppose, imagine this Dhananjaya is not there. When you are born for 3 kilos, you know, 7 pounds, 5 pounds, when you're born, the body will not grow. Whatever you eat, and that, no, this reproduction, how the body from 5 pounds to, my God, isn't it? It grows into now 70, 80, 90 pounds, isn't it? That expansion of the system, and elasticity of system, expansion of the system, the growth of the body, all that is physical growth. Okay, is taken care of by what? A given Vayu, whose function contributes for the growth, expansion of the system, body, is called Dhananjayaha. It's something extra information which you do not find in other texts. We only know 5 pranas, isn't it? Prana, apana, vyana, samana, udana. But this Naga, Kurma, Krikala, Devadatta, Dhananjaya. But nice, interesting functions, okay? So these, because of their functions and presence alone, these things such as vomiting, you know, closing and opening of eyelids, sneezing, yawning, and also the overall growth and expansion of the body, all of them are the system, not the system itself, isn't it? Are possible. Which means, imagine, suppose when you're a young, you are a baby, there is sukshma. And a 6-year-old, sukshma, isn't it? Which means something happens, isn't it? For all the whole system expands. That growth is possible because of this Dhananjaya. Okay, are they very important to know? Now he says, don't worry. Who says? Acharya says here, Yetesham Pranadishu Antarbhavat Pranadayaha Panchayeva Iti Kechit. There are some other people, they say, come on, you don't need to know all these 5 separately. What if 5? Naga, Kurma, Krikala, Devadatta, Dhananjaya, you know, all these who contribute for his yawning, sneezing, etc., don't separate them. They're all part of these 5 pranas only. They're not separate from them. Okay, these small things which are happening in the system here, of course we know the sneezing is happening, yawning is happening, isn't it? All these are happening means, what is that which is contributing for these things to happen? So we there's some on vayu alone. We give five different names. Are they separate from this one vayu? No. All these five are also not different from the five prana which have already been mentioned. Is it clear? So therefore, what should you remember now? When you say all the five, okay, this is respiratory system, you know, respiratory system, circulatory system, digestive system, retentive system, you know, all these different functions we talk about, all of them, not only all these functions, physiological functions, also these things also are taken care of by the same pranas. The same five pranas also taken care of, not only inside the respiration, inhalation, exhalation alone, not only digestion, not only circulation, which are happening inside, not only retention, not only excretion, these functions which you do not see, also sometimes the externally experience also is what now? Like sneezing, yawning, you know, that eyelids closing and opening. Is it? These are also vomiting, etc. These are also what is physically, externally experienceable. Isn't it? They're also may because of what? The function of these five pranas only. The same five pranas are also known by these five different word names. Who is this Naga, Kurma, Krikala, Devadatta, Dhananjaya? You can say Prana, Apana, Vyana, Samana, Udanas only. They same vayus as internal, subtle, no, they're part of subtle bodies. But they also contribute for what? Externally, no, experienceable these systems, the functions. They're not separate. So, pranadishu antarbhavate pranadeha panchayeva. Therefore, how many pranas are there? Don't say 10 pranas are there. Okay, because we have 10 names now. 10 names are there, pranas are only 5. Then what about these two new 5 names? New 5 names are these names of the same old pranas in keeping with their extra contribution, such as yawning, etc. Okay. There were totally how many pranas now? 5. And these 5 are also known as what? Naga, Kurma, Krikala, Devadatta, Dhananjaya. Why? Because they are also taking care of other externally experienceable functions. Why I say functions, not actions? Because you cannot decide to sneeze. Let me sneeze tomorrow at 5 o'clock. You can't decide. You suddenly sneeze, that's why other person has to run, isn't it? You suddenly yawn. You decide, let me yawn now this time. Because your will is not involved even yawning. Maybe you can control, okay? When you yawn, you manage. But you have no say, isn't it? Yawning, sneezing, vomiting, etc. is not a will involved actions. Sometimes you go and try, you try to vomit, isn't it? Putting your finger inside because system is not, the problem comes because you are not able to and you induce, that is a different thing. Naturally, vomiting, etc., they are all naturally happening things. Even the system is not, doesn't agree with the system, some system is not in a good condition, something is disagreeable, then to keep the system back to the normal, proper order, all these things happen. Therefore, who are the 5 different names, but the same pranas are given 5 other different names also for also taking care of these things. Now, what should we remember now? These pranas, which are governed, this one vayu, one vital air. What is it? Don't forget, it's a product of rajasic aspects, all the 5 rajasic aspects of all the five elements together, is it? Therefore, it is a product of Vayu, one Vayu. It's a product of all the Rajasic aspect of all the five subtle elements. But it governs five different systems. Therefore, it gives given five different names. And also, it also governs what? Externally also, perceivable five different functions are also, they're involved, and therefore they're also given five more different names. If you want, I can tell you, where is the, why do you say, see, this Nagaha, when you say Nagaha, Nagaha can be connected to Udana. Nagaha, the one who is responsible for the externally perceivable function of vomiting, known by the name Naga, is what now? Is a part of Udanaha. Udana, Naga are seen as one. Okay? Then we have the Unmil, the one who is contributing for the opening and the closing of the eyelids, so that the anything dust in the eyes also can move apart, so that the eyes can be protected. Who is contributing for the closing and the opening of the eyelids? Called Kurmaha. That Kurmaha can be associated with what now? Kurmaha is part of Vyana, the one who governs the circulation. So the circle, the Vyana, the Vayu governing the circulatory system alone is also taking care of what? Your cleansing of the eyes through closing and opening of the eyelids. If it's called what? Different name is given, that's all. Kurmaha. Then, Krikalaha. The Krikalaha, one who causes the sneezing, and all, not causes, one who contributes for this function of sneezing, and also digestion, isn't it? It was connected to what now? Samana. You can connect it. So, Naga, Udana, Kurma, Vyana, Krikala, Samana. Now, you can easily make out Devadatta yawning. The yawning has some sort of unwanted errand goes out, isn't it? So, one who contributes for the function of yawning associated with Apana. Again, Poshanakaraha. Poshana means growth, expansion, growth, development, isn't it? The body development and growth is called Poshanam. Pushtihi is nourishment. One who contributes for nourishment and growth is called Dhananjaya. And Dhananjaya again is also what now? Part of Samana. Is it clear now? Therefore, what happens now? You don't need to say 10 Vayu pranas are there. There are only 5 pranas. And those 5 pranas which govern the internal, subtle, physiological functions, they also take care of the externally perceivable functions. Isn't it? It is not the will involved. That's what we call it a function. You can only see the sneezing, you can see, but you can't really make out, my God, how it happened. Now he says, Yetat Pranadi Panchakam Akashadi Gata Rajomshebhyaha Militebhyaha Utpadyate. Now what he wants to remind us, don't think I am repeating. The teacher, the author himself repeats. He wants to remind, come on, don't forget this fact. What is that? All these five physiologic, the vital air involved in or governing these five physiological functions, governing the five systems, is nothing but product of the rajasic aspect of five elements. What does he want to remind us? They are also material products. What is the prana? All the functions are material products. Is it clear? They are all material only, pertaining to matter only. So what? You have to remember, nothing to do with Atma. Understand? Now, he already, when he talked about the products of sattvic aspects of subtle elements, there he introduced what? He introduced Vijnanamaya Koshaha and Manomaya Koshaha. Now he wants to say what? Now come on, now you can know these from the rajasic aspects of these five subtle elements alone came five powers of organs of actions that we already understood. Now these five physiological functions are also actually governed by one prana, which is also product of what? Rajasic aspects of all the five elements. Okay, now he says, these all these products of rajasic aspects of the subtle elements constitute pranamaya koshaha. He see how he develops, beautifully is developing, isn't he? You understand every level, you understand. You understand all the two layers of personality. Now you are understanding one more layer of personality. All the three together constitute what? Sukshma Shariram, subtle body. Look at this now. What is Pranamaya Koshaha? Now he wants to say, Idam Pranadi Panchakam Karmendriyaihi Sahitam Sat Pranamaya Kosho Bhavati. Okay. What becomes the Pranamaya Kosha? Now he says, a Pranamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, another layer of personality is nothing but, what? No, is constituted of only these two. What two? Five pranas and five powers of organs of actions. So pancha karma indriyani, pancha pranaha, 10. 5 plus 5, 10. These 10 constitute what? Pranamaya koshaha. You just be with this teacher, be with the text, go step by step, understand at every level, and whatever doubts you have now, they'll all resolve later on. Wait. Now you also know what all the three koshas, now you know. Now he says, Asya kriyatmakatvena rajomsha karyatvam. This, now he says, how do you say, how, if you ask a question, how do you say all these 10 means what? 5 pranas and 5 karmendriyani, organs of, you know, powers of organs of actions. All these 10, you know, how do you say they're all products of rajasic aspect of subtle elements? On what basis? How is it possible for you to say that all these 10 together, you know, are products of rajasic aspects of subtle elements? He says, kriyatmakatvat, because of their nature of functioning. They're all functioning, isn't it? Mind is a function. This antakarnam is involved in what? The function of mentation. Function, knowing is a function. Feeling is a function. Understanding is a function. Desiring is a function. It's a function. We have to really see. Desiring is a function. I tell you, to appreciate beautifully the concept of Ishvara, you have to understand these things being function. Desiring is a function. Feeling is a function. Function means what? Involuntary. Which means what? You have nothing to do. Keep quiet and be objective. Function of desiring. Function of feeling. Function of understanding. Function of knowing. Function of getting, confusing and confused. Doubting. We don't see that. When you say ing, immediately we think of only the very sound ing, think only for us a gross understanding, isn't it? Running, walking, talking means all physical gross activities alone come to your mind. Whenever you hear these verbs with ing endings, desiring, feeling, running, feeling. They're all what? Functions. All the functions constitute what? Function of mentation. Okay. What about then? Like that. Different functions. And what about these pranas? Pranas are also functions. Leave the mind, okay? Much subtler. So you don't see that. Here, take the pranas again. All physiological functions, my God, amazing, isn't it? Much the grosser level, digestion, circulation, all are functions, involuntary functions. Without your permission, without asking for instruction, they keep on functioning. And when they decide not to function, that's all. Cremation, which means all these functions, respiration, inhalation, excretion, all the functions. And also, suppose even though you say physically, externally, we talk about all this, running, walking, jumping, physical activities you see externally. But these running, jumping, talking, walking, everything is possible because of what? Because of the functions of the internal functioning of the powers alone make the external physical activity possible. So external physical activities are possible because of the subtle internal functions. The powers of, powers of the organs of actions. Without the power of organ of speech, the action called speaking is not possible. Without the power obtaining in the hands, the power of holding, giving, etc. is not possible. The act is not possible. Without the power of organ of action, the power obtaining in the legs, the action of walking is not possible. So they call karma indriyani. So external physical activities are possible because of the subtle powers obtaining there. They function, isn't it? And because of the subtle powers alone, what now? Again, we say the physiological function, the pranas are functioning. So, the rajasic, that's why, because they're all of the nature of functioning, nature of, being active. Kriya atmaka means they are of the nature of being active, functional. Therefore, we call them what? They are products of rajasic aspects of subtle elements. So, activity itself, activity, function, etc. imply what? Activity, movements, motions, etc. Okay? So, he says, mainly these functions and activity, isn't it? Okay, now he's saying, say, he talked about what now, till now, how much has he finished? We are only seeing the tamah pradhana prakriti. Tamah pradhana prakriti, predominantly tamasic matter, and the products of predominantly tamasic matter. We are not talking about the products of sattvic matter and rajasic matter, okay? We are only talking about the products of predominantly tamasic matter called prakriti. And there we said the sattvic aspects of the predominantly tamasic matter, isn't it? We say the predominant tamasic matter, from that matter came all the five elements. The sattvic aspect of the subtle elements alone came what? This manaha, antakarnam and sense powers. The rajasic aspects alone came what? Panaha and karmendriyani. You have to remember. So all these sattvic products of sattvic rajasic aspects of five subtle elements constitute the three koshas. Vijnanamaya koshaha, manomaya koshaha, pranamaya koshaha. Now all these three koshas, all these sattvic rajasic, the products of sattvic rajasic aspects of subtle elements constitute the subtle body or astral body called sukshma shariram. Now you know what is sukshma shariram? Therefore you will not forget, sukshma shariram is a material product. Sukshma shariram, subtle body, the astral body is nothing but matter. But subtle matter, isn't it? Not gross. That's because it's all understanding. It's all understanding. You see, you are with the fact. You have to see the fact. Now, how, when you see this sofa, after all, it's nothing but leather and wood and some foam inside. How clear you are. That is why something happens here in the UK, don't mind getting it repaired. And then useless and throw it for recycling. How happy to throw it for recycling. The same way preparedness must be there for sending this also for recycling. But here you owe so much, isn't it? I'm not saying you should throw now itself. Enjoy when it is very new, best. The time and be prepared to throw it for recycling. How can I throw it for recycling? Enjoy as long as it is fresh and new and nice sofa and cozy. And then once up, slowly it looks like dirty and then torn and children have, scribbled and they want to replace something new to make the hall look nice. See what to do now? You don't mind, happily you are waiting for the day of clearing day. Now you want to throw it. Similarly, there may be preparedness. Now we understand very clearly, what about this sukshma shariram, my God? We talk very highly of all this seeing, all our powers, all our mind, ego, ahankara, manaha, buddhihi, chittam, the sense powers, powers, organs of actions, physiological functions, all of them are nothing but sattva rajasic aspects of subtle elements. They are also elemental, sukshma, bhautika, karyani. Isn't it? They are also elemental, material products. So that you don't need to say, I am this material product. That's why, isn't it? Now we'll see next. He's going to say, sukshma. Now, he's talking about this subtle body. Ye teshu koseshu. Madhye. Vijnanamayaha. Jnana shaktiman. Kartrurupaha. Yeteshu koseshu, he says, in these three layers of personality, which we have clearly understood now, what is a manomayaha, what is a vijnanamayaha, what is a pranamayaha, what these three layers of personality are, we have understood very clearly. So, of these three layers of personality, in terms of vijnanamayaha, manomayaha, pranamayaha, which constitute the subtle body of them, vijnanamayaha, okay, vijnanamayaha koshaha, the layer of personality called vijnanamaya is what? Jnana shaktiman. Is ended with what? Power of knowing. Jnana shaktiman means what? The power of knowing. Who is endowed with the power of knowing? Vijnanamayaha. Okay? Jnana shakti means the power of knowing. The power of knowing belongs to what? We say, who is that, which is that, what is that, which is endowed with the power of knowing? Vijnanamayaha. So, jnana shaktiman, that which is endowed with jnana shakti, the power of knowing, is vijnanamayaha. Therefore, kartrurupaha. Kartrurupaha means what now? Enjoys the status of being the activator. Who is the activator? Who is in the name of activator now? Kartrurupaha means the activator. Kartrurupaha. The one who is, in the form of, the one who is of the nature of activation. The activation or operation, isn't it, is possible because of knowledge, isn't it? Therefore, kartru, one who is in the form of the activator or the operator. So, vijnanamayaha, endowed with the power of knowing, is said to be what? The activator or subject of activation, operation. Subject of, who is the subject of activation, operation? Vijnanamayaha. Why, what do you need for activation, being subject of activation, operation, knowledge, isn't it? So, jnana shaktiman, therefore, subject of activation, operation. Okay, next, manomayaha, icha shaktiman, karana rupaha. See, manomayaha, now manomaya kosha, the layer of personality called manomaya koshaha, consisting of what? The mind and sense powers, isn't it? Manomaya kosha is it to be what now? Endowed with the power of desiring. Icha shaktihi. You need a power. Even to desire is what? You need a power, isn't it? Power of desiring. Icha shaktihi. Icha shaktiman. So, icha shakti belongs to what? Manomaya. Jnana shakti belongs to what? Vijnanamaya. The power of knowing, power of desiring. Therefore, the power of desiring, so this manomaya, the layer of personality known as manomaya, being endowed with the power of desiring, becomes what? Instrument of activation. Or operation. Karana rupaha. Karana rupaha means what? Instrument of activation. See, instrument of action you need. Similarly, instrument of activation also. That is when Kena Upanishad, very first mantra, opening mantra begins with the question is what? Keneshitam patati preshitam manaha, isn't it? Which means the mind also is activated. But so we are separating here. The subject of activation, instrument of activation or operation, karana rupaha, who is manomayaha. Then pranamayaha, kriyashaktiman. Now pranamayaha, the layer of personality called pranamayaha, consisting of 5 powers of organs of actions and 5 pranas, is endowed with power of activity. Jnana shaktihi kriya shakti, iccha shaktihi kriya shaktihi. Power of knowing. If you understand Shastram and you understand everything, when you read any Sahasranama also, understand the meaning of everything. Yeah. So here kriya shakti man. Now one who is endowed with the kriya shakti is kriya shakti man, isn't it? Who is the one who is endowed with kriya shakti here? Pranamaya. This layer of personality called pranamaya is endowed with the power of activity. So power of activity belongs to what? Pranamaya. Therefore karya rupaha, object of activation. So pranamayaha, endowed with the power of activity, is in the form of object of activation. Manomayaha, endowed with the power of desiring, is in the form of instrument of activation. And vijnanamayaha, endowed with the power of knowing, is in the form of subject of activation. Kartrurupaha, karanarupaha, karyarupaha. Subject, instrument and objects of activation. Now, why do we classify these 3 layers of personality constituting or forming the subtle body, which are products of the sattvajasic aspects of subtle elements, are classified like this? Why are they classified? How are they classified? He says, yogyatvat eva, yogyatvat evam yetesham vibhagaha iti varnayanti. So people describe in such a way, people means people who studied the Shastram and who understood the Shastram, and the Shastra teaches, or Shastra, people who have profound knowledge of the Shastram, teaches in Parandi Sampradaya, the teachers say, what do they say? This division, Vibhagaha means, this division of the subtle body, the division of the subtle body consisting of 3 layers of personality as Kriya Rupaha, Karana Rupaha, and Karya Rupaha, a subject of activation, instrument of activation and object of activation. These divisions are Vibhaga. The division is made, one subtle body is this division made, what subtle body, based on what? Their functions. Yogyatvat. All are functions only. But in keeping with the functions, you classify. There's a division is made, a classification is made as what? Oh, this is subject of activation, instrument of activation or operation, and object of activation. Kriya rupaha, karana rupaha, kartru rupaha. Can you say kartru rupaha, karana rupaha, kriya rupaha? who is in the form of the subject of activation. Vijnana Mayaha Koshaha. Why? Because Sarva Jnana Shaktiman. Jnana Shaktiman. Because this Vijnana Maya alone is endowed with what? Jnana Shakti. What about Manomaya? Manomaya is endowed with the power of desiring, Ichcha Shakti. Therefore, it is what? Instrument of activation. And last we say, Pranamaya is endowed with power of activity, power of desiring Manomaya, and power of activity Pranamaya. Therefore, it is called object of activation. Is it clear? Karya Rupaha. Now, this division of these three is based on their functions. Now he says, Yetat Koshatrayam Militam Sat Sukshma Shariram Iti Uchyate. Now, these three layers of personality are set of this one set of three layers of personality together is said to be Sukshma Shariram, subtle body. I've already told you, see, in Tattva Bodha, you first understand subtle body, then you come to Kosha. And here what do you do? Understand the kosha, understand what are the products of what, understand the koshas, they understand the subtle body. Is it clear now? No, I think you will not forget. Even the midnight, somebody comes in, when you are fast asleep or somebody wakes you up and asks you what is subtle body, you will say, come on, don't disturb me, I know very well. Just you don't know, this also, such a simple answer. Three layers of personality constitute subtle body. You will say that. Is it clear? Therefore, who is the karta, who is the instrument, and who, you understand the order here. Isn't it? Each function is to be looked upon as what? Order of manifestation of Ishvara. Okay, I don't want to see that. Later on I will see all those things. You're not confused, you know, because very beautiful. You're going to see this. And what is our participation here? Who is the activator? Is a very Jnana Shaktiman. Is a subject of activation. Ichcha Shaktiman is an instrument of activation. Kriya Shaktiman is object of activation. What? No. The subject, instrument, object of operation or activation is what? Constitute the subtle body. You can say this subtle body means, you can say so many ways of describing, explaining, defining subtle body. So now he wants to say, the subtle body, one antahkaranam or many antahkaranams, you know, we see the same subtle sukshma shariram, same subtle body. If you see it as an individual subtle body, as a vyashtihi, you call it sukshma shariram, is it? If all these subtle bodies, the totality of the subtle bodies, don't worry, you do not know the number. You cannot count or you cannot know. This totality of the subtle products of subtler aspects of hatvijasic aspects of subtlest elements is called samashtihi, isn't it? Totality is called what? We are going to get a beautiful name, Hiranyagarbha. We are going to see that. Or you can say samashti sukshma prapanchaha. Look at this. Don't go to Hiranyagarbha now. Let me make it very clear. Samashti sukshma prapanchaha. Entirety. Subtle universe. What is subtle universe? Subtle universe in its entirety is nothing but totality of all the subtle products, subtle bodies, which are the subtle products of subtler sattvic rajasic aspects of subtlest elements. So you can't even think of how subtle the prakriti would be, how subtle the maya, and you don't even think about it, okay? Just understand this much. What is subtle universe? Samashti sukshma prapanchaha. Nothing but totality. Totality of what? Totality of all the subtle powers. Totality of subtle powers of organs of actions. Subtle powers of sense organs. Subtle, you know, totality of pranas. Samashti prana. Samashti karmendriyani. Samashti jnanendriyani. Samashti pranaha. Samashti manamsi. Isn't it? Totality of antakaranani, minds. All the totality of intellects, totality of minds, totality of ahankaras, totality of memories, totality of antakaranani, and totality of powers of organs of actions, totality of powers of sense organs, totality of pranas. So, briefly, what? Totality of three koshas, totality of subjects of activation, instruments of activation, objects of activation, or totality of subtle bodies constitute what? Subtle universe. Samashti sukshma prapanchaha. Subtle universe in its entirety. Is it clear? Clear or not? Okay. It is like what? What is the difference? He says, give the example. We see a tree separately. You say tree. If you see all the same, if you see all the trees put together, you see many trees together, you call it a forest or a jungle. Innumerable countless trees put together is called what? Jungle or forest. If you see that in the forest, you see one tree separately, it's a tree. So jungle is a name given to, forest name given to the totality of the trees. One tree is called a tree. The totality of the trees is what? Forest. Vanam. Similarly, little water is called water, and reservoir full of water is called lake or pond or well or ocean. Isn't it? Totality. Similarly, what is vyashti samashti? No, the subtle body, if you see it individually, it is a vyashtihi. If you see this totality of subtle bodies, just understanding is what? Subtle universe in its entirety. Samashti sukshma prapanchaha. all the subtle powers. You have to understand the totality of subtle powers. By understanding subtle powers, at the individual level. So now what you have understood? You have understood the individual, what is the individual subtle body made of? You know very clearly individual subtle body. Vyashti Sukshma Shariram is what? No, nothing but the subject of activation, instrument of activation, object of activation, three together constitute the individual subtle body. Or you can say what? Vijnanamaya Koshaha, Manomaya Koshaha, Pranamaya Koshaha, three layers of personality constitute subtle body. Or you can simply say, this five sense powers, Antahkaranam, and five powers of organs of actions, physiological functions, all of them constitute subtle body. You can say different ways. And what are they? The subtle body, consisting of three layers of personality, is nothing but products of sattvic, rajasic aspects of subtle elements. Very clear. Is what is Vyashti Sukshma Shariram. Now the totality of the subtle bodies is called what? Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha. Okay. Now what has been over? Creation of subtle universe, creation of subtle body and corresponding total subtle universe. Creation is over. Understand? Now we'll see. Is conscious, what about the consciousness here? Isn't it? So we'll see now. Hiranyagarbha. Now, yetat samashti upahitam chaitanyam Sutratma Hiranyagarbha Pranaha cha iti uchyate. Now he says, when you say the pure consciousness associated with predominantly sattvic matter maya is called Ishvaraha, and the same consciousness associated with the predominantly rajasic aspect called avidya is called prajnaha. Is it clear? That is over. Now we have come to what now? The purusha tamasic aspects only now. Now we are dealing, we forget, remember, don't need to think, bring them here. But you have to remember. And here, what about this now? The consciousness associated with this totality of the subtle bodies or samashti sukshma prapanchaha is called Hiranyagarbha. Understand now? Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. Hiranyagarbheshwaraha or Hiranyagarbha means what? Same. Lord of the subtle universe, isn't it? You say the Lord of the causal universe also, you got what now? Ishvara. Ishvara Maheshwara. Okay? Lord of the causal universe. Now, Lord of the subtle universe. So, consciousness associated with samashti sukshma prapanchaha, the subtle universe in its entirety, gets the new different title. What title? Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is a title name, it's a different title. Why? It's a relative functional name. Isn't it? Because there, as the associated with the causal matter gets the name, what? Different names. Ishwaran Pragya, at the total level, at the individual level. And here again, at the causal level, subtle universe, isn't it? Subtle manifestation. Causal level is different. At the subtle level, Hiranyagarbha. Subtle level, associated total is what? Hiranyagarbha. And the individual is called Taijasaha. He is going to talk about it. So the same consciousness associated with, identified with the individual subtle body. One Sukshma Shariram gets the title Taijasaha. See, after studying Vedanta Sara, if you did the Mandukya first chapter, it would have been much easier. But because we've already done the Mandukya first chapter, it must be easier now. At least now all the confusions will go, vagueness will go, even something you didn't understand, it will go now. What is Taijasaha? Title. Who gets the title? Consciousness. When? Title won't come unless you associate with something, isn't it? Consciousness associated with the individual subtle body gets the title Taijasaha. And the same consciousness associated with the total subtle universe gets the title Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. Hiranyagarbha. You can say what now? Because subtle body and subtle universe are, subtle body is included in subtle universe, isn't it? Individual subtle body is part of the total subtle universe. Samashti Sukshma Prapancha. And Samashti Sukshma Prapancha is the cause or the effect, product effect, isn't it? Is it clear? Products. So causal matter, subtle matter. So consciousness associated with the causal matter gets the titles what? Pragyaha Ishwaraha. The same consciousness associated with the subtle matter. Subtle means what? Karyam. Effect, isn't it? Products of the subtle matter, isn't it? No, because they're all products only now already. Yes, the name Taijasaha Hiranyagarbha. When I use the term subtle, don't get confused. When you talk about subtle means manifest, okay? You cannot talk about the subtleness of the unmanifest. How subtle it is, you can't even say. Okay, hope you understood it. Now, let us see, understand what is here. And this Hiranyagarbha, so samashti upahitam, upahitam chaitanyam. Upahitam chaitanya means consciousness associated with the upadhi is called upahitam. Consciousness associated with the upadhi is called upahitam. Unassociated, pure means what? Is pure. Consciousness associated, see, the light associated with the mic is called reflected light. The mic, see, light unassociated with the mic is pure light. Is it clear? So here also consciousness associated with upadhi is upahitam. Unassociated is pure, isn't it? So here the consciousness associated with the subtle upadhi here. What is upadhi here? The totality of the subtle bodies or entire subtle universe is called what? Hiranya Garbha. Upahitam Chaitanyam. Upahitam means associated with the upadhi. What is upadhi? Totality of the subtle bodies. It's called Hiranya Garbha. And this Hiranya Garbha is also called what? Sutratma. Sutraatma, very important name. Okay? Hiranya Garbha is also called Sutratma. Don't get confused. Sutratma, Hiranya Garbha, Samashti Pranaha. He gives three different important names. Who is Hiranya Garbha? Sutratma. Who is Sutratma? Hiranya Garbha. Who is Samashti Pranaha? Hiranyagarbha. Three different names are used by the author. Sutratma, Hiranyagarbha, Samashti Pranaha. Three different names are, titles are given. Who is Samashti Pranaha? Hiranyagarbha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Sutratma. Who is that? Name. Title. Given to whom? Consciousness. Pure consciousness, no, consciousness associated with the totality of subtle bodies or the subtle universe in its entirety. Why is it called Sutratma? He is going to explain later on. Sarvatra anusyutatvat. Sarvatra anusyutatvat. Anusyuta means that which has gone in, penetrated, permeated and pervaded everything. That which has penetrated, permeated, pervaded everything in and through. Therefore, it's called what? Sarvatra anusyutatvat. It's called Sutratma. Why do you call Sutratma? Like what? Why Sutratma means? Krishna says in Gita, Sutre Mani Ganaiva. All this, how the beads are, you know, actually held together by one string. Like it is the Sutratma, okay? It is the Hiranya Garbha in whom all this entire external world is strung together. And also, you can say how the thread is found in a garland. So, all this is called Sutratma. The one who remaining as the innermost, intrinsic, inseparable and pervading, permeating everything that which remains in and through, is it? It's called Sutratma. Anusyutatvam. Sutratma and his Hiranyagarbha. Then I think I explained the meaning of the word Hiranyagarbha also. I explained some time back, but anyway, I can do again, it's not a problem. But one more word, Samashti Pranaha. And why Samashti Prana means, imagine every the entire subtle body can be said to be what now? The life principle, isn't it? The life of the sthula. When is the gross body alive? As long as subtle body is here. Life is determined by what? The presence of the sukshma, isn't it? Similarly, the life of the samashti pranaha means, it is the Hiranya Garbha. It is the Hiranya Garbha. Even though here was a title given, but not simply title. The consciousness with the subtle universe called Hiranyagarbha is what now? Samashti Prana. The life of the Prana. It's called Samashti Prana. Life of everything here. Is it clear or not? Okay. Three different names. Not only that, Jnana, Icha, Kriya, Shakti, Mat, Upahitatvatcha. Shakti Mat. So now if you ask, who is the one who is endowed with totality of power of knowing, totality of power of desiring, totality of power of activity, totality of the power, no, of knowing, power of desiring and power of activity. Samashti, in the total jnana shakti, iccha shakti, kriya shakti, all three powers, the totality of all these three powers is where? Not. No, the powers constitute what? The power of the subject of activation, object of activation, instrument of activation, all these three powers in totality is Samashti Sukshma Prapancha, isn't it? Therefore, the one who is endowed with these three totality of powers is also called what? Sutratma, isn't it? Samashti life, Samashti Prana, and also Hiranyagarbha. Now you understand why Sarvajnyatvam, Sarvashaktimatvam, almighty, all-knowing. Slowly you will understand the meaning of all these words. You need to, that's why subtle body itself we don't understand properly. Don't worry about consciousness, you see. You understand what do you mean by almighty. Always we sing in all our psalms and all our rhymes. Almighty, almighty, omniscient, omnipotent. Dictionary we take and see. We can spell the word correctly. Pronounce the word correctly. Do we understand the words correctly? Unless you understand what is Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha and how all the three powers, how the pranamaya, what these three layers of personality are, how each layer of personality is endowed with the given power, such as power of knowing, power of desiring, power of activity, and how all these powers are just the powers. The powers can become, have the status of being the powers. Only as awareness, consciousness, isn't it? That is why consciousness is what? No, consciousness with the powers is what? Powerful. Powers minus consciousness is what? It's the powers. Powers by themselves are what? Inert. Powerful, the Lord. Minus power, just the consciousness. Lordship is not there. Minus powers, no lordship. No Lord status. Plus powers, Lord status. Swamiji always says beautifully, husband status only after marriage. Otherwise, just a brahmachari. Husband status, pati status after marrying this woman. Like the consciousness with the powers is what? Powerful, shaktiman, isn't it? But the powers minus consciousness cannot even have any recognition. Mrs. So-and-so recognized. Otherwise, not talking about nowadays, okay? Those days, you had to be somewhere quietly sitting inside in India. Anyway, what I want to say here, I don't want to talk about all those things. Let me not go out of the teaching. Is it clear now? Hope you are getting there, slowly getting there, isn't it? That's why English words, they may sound very beautiful, omniscient, omnipotent, almighty. You understand only when you understand what is samashti sukshma prapanchaha. You understand samashti sukshma prapanchaha only when you understand what is sukshma shariram. Is it clear now? Therefore, the Hiranyagarbha is the title given to consciousness associated with upadhi in terms of samashti sukshma prapanchaha or totality of the subtle bodies. Vyakti sukshma shariram is what? Sukshma shariram. Just the time gone. Okay, I want just to leave only one line and let me finish that. Okay, only one point I want to tell you and send you back home. I had to do from the 92nd, okay, sentence, next class. I'll do it from there. But I want to remind you one thing. So the same consciousness associated with the individual sukshma shariram. Vyakti sukshma shariram gets the title Taijasaha. So four titles you have seen now. Pragyaha, Ishwaraha, then Taijasaha, Hiranyagarbha. Four different titles. Isn't it? Same consciousness gets four different titles, four different names. Pragyaha, Ishwaraha, Tajasaha, Hiranyagarbha. Why four different names in keeping with the, isn't it, Samashti or Vyashti? In keeping with the, what is the in keeping with the Upadhi. And then the causal matter means what? Maya, Avidya, causal matter. Sukshma Shariram, Sukshma Prapancha, subtle material products. Okay, subtle matter we call it. Causal is subtle, much subtler than the subtle matter. Okay, that's why I want to make it very clear. So we have not yet come to grass. It will take time, don't worry. We are half the way in the pot of creation, okay. So sukshma prapancha srishti, sukshma sharira srishti, sukshma indriya srishti, we don't want all the sukshma, bhuta srishti, all of them are from where? Predominantly tamasic matter. I think it's very clear, isn't it? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.